Hello. What's going on? Wow. 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 Did I already say wow? Yes, I did. You know what? I did a short video earlier, and I just did something really quick on Facebook. Just really quick talking about, you know, the Biden administration now wanting to go after President Trump. I mean, all this has been orchestrated by the same leftist demonic people. Well, I did a video earlier talking about how the Biden administration is wanting the courts to keep the affidavit sealed. And I noticed something in the video or in the comments, you know, because every now and then when I have time, I'll go through there and I'll just look at a few comments, and I even might even comment on some of them if I have time, right? And I noticed this one lady in there, she go, "Will," she said, "you're not doing anything but making people upset." And she said that you're causing people to get riled up. I'm paraphrasing because I don't remember exactly what she said, but she was upset. Oh, she said she was upset because I talked about what they're doing. She was upset because I relayed the information that they're going after President Trump and they want to keep the affidavit sealed. That's what she's upset about, because I said something about it. She wasn't upset about the fact that they actually did this. She was upset about the fact that I talked about them doing it. You can't make this stuff up. I'm like, this is just a bizarre old world. Bizarre old world. For real. People, they get angry with me because I'm relaying information to them, but they don't get angry because of the people doing the crazy stuff. Make it make sense. Please, make it make sense. It doesn't make a lick of sense. But anyways, let's get on with this, because I do have some stuff I want to share with you this evening. And also, another thing I didn't talk about, they took President Trump's passport. What? I guess what, President Trump is a flight risk? I mean, and then I'm thinking about it. They took his passports, and I'm thinking, okay, you know the man has his own airplane. I mean, does he need a passport to get on the airplane? I mean, so, and be honest with you, President Trump, with or without a passport, he can fly just about anywhere in the world and they'll be happy to see him. "Oh, you're welcome here. You don't need no passport. We know who you are." He has his own plane. I'm telling you, the mindset of the left has gone completely bonkers. It's like they don't even understand what they're doing, and they're just doing stuff to see, you know, if they can get away with, you know, attacking President Trump. And that one of the reasons why they say they didn't want to release the affidavit real quick is because they said that it was, you know, they didn't want to release the information to the public because it might damper or hinder their criminal investigation. I think the only criminals in this are those in the left. That's the only criminals in this. The DOJ and these members on the seventh floor of the FBI, these are the only criminals. And on top of that, they went to President Trump's home, and y'all have heard this, right? Yeah, they went to President Trump's home in June, and they took 15, I think they said it was 15 boxes they took in June. When they left, there was another room in there, and they told President Trump to secure this room and just simply put a padlock on it. President Trump followed their direction. Okay, put a padlock. President Trump said, "Okay, yeah, fine. Put a padlock on it." He put a padlock on the door. The FBI knew what they left. You can't make this stuff up. They knew what they left. So then 3 months, 2 months, or however long later, it wasn't a week, it wasn't 2 days. Oh, it was a year, it was a year and a half later. Well, it was just this June. But they knew about this stuff back to a year and a half later. But from June, they knew what President Trump had in that locked room. They know what documentations were already there. They knew what they were going to get. So they purposely left them. President Trump has been cooperating the entire time. And this is the information that's coming out. And I don't even know what the documents are. They keep speculating what the documents are. They keep saying what the documents, what they think they are. They keep saying that the documents, you know, have something to do with nuclear codes. They keep saying the documents have something to do that he's possibly going to give the nuclear codes to Russia or to China. Or they say we don't know who he's going to give them to. But they change the nuclear codes all the time. Every single, to my understanding, the nuclear codes, they change every single day. And President Trump doesn't have the football. These people are insane. Listen to what Tucker says here, talking about the nuclear secrets that, you know, supposedly Trump had.
If the Biden administration really believed that, if they really thought Donald Trump possessed documents that posed an imminent danger to American national security, then you have to wonder, why'd they wait a year and a half to do anything about it? Why did they wait till 90 days before a midterm election? An election that polls suggest they will lose. It doesn't make... Oh, wait. Actually, it does make sense.
Yeah. You see, Tucker knows exactly what he's doing. The polls that show that they're going to lose. That's the only reason why they did this. This is a political ploy. It's 100% political what they've done here. And them doing this to President Trump is them trying to send out a message to everyone that goes against the liberal world order.
In fact, the question answers itself. Despite superficial appearances, the raid on Mar-a-Lago was not an act of law enforcement. It was the opposite of that. It was an attack on the rule of law. It was a power grab. As Matt Booth put it recently in American Greatness, the raid on Trump's home, quote, was exactly what it looks like, a show of force against the opposition leader by the head of state and his personal bodyguards. If this happened in any other country, it would immediately be denounced as the act of a dictator, end quote.
Exactly. And you know what? That's the biggest thing here. There's a lot of Democrats right now that's saying that, hey, this is not right. This is not good. There's Democrats that have like really flipped. And they said that I didn't even vote for Trump. They said I didn't even like President Trump. But this is just going too far. This is repeating Nazi Germany. And there's a lot of Democrats that was like, wait a minute. And like I mentioned to everybody before, I told everybody, the Democrats, they want Trump's America, just not with Trump in it. Y'all understand what I'm telling you? Because their 401ks was looking beautiful. It was. They had jobs. They didn't have to pay high gas prices. They didn't have to complain about the food, a 2-pound piece of salmon costing $31. They didn't have any of that. They had the country on point when President Trump was in office. The Democrats loved it. They didn't have any issues with it. They weren't complaining about all of this stuff, right? They weren't complaining about the gas prices. They were not complaining about it. Again, they want Trump's America, just not with Trump in it. But like I said, there's Democrats right now that are saying this has just gone too far. This is too much. And this has got to stop. But you know what? They're not going to stop because we are too close for them to see the return of Trump. So they have to continue doing this. Listen.
Equal justice. We have the Attorney General saying that equality is the essence of the Justice Department, but then never explaining why these espionage statutes are used now. They were never used against Berger and certainly not against Clinton. And the question is, do we really have equality or do...
Listen, do we really have equality?
Do we have a double standard of justice?
He's going to tell you that he's a liberal Democrat. He didn't vote for Trump, right? And he's questioning it now. This is opening people's eyes up. They made a big mistake by doing this because this is getting everyone to pay attention.
And it seems to me that although Garland says we have equality, his actions speak louder than words. And going after President Trump, who I voted against, I'm a liberal Democrat, not a Republican. I want to have the right to vote for him or against him when he runs again. I don't want a bureaucrat making the decision.
You hear this? Y'all hear this? And see, there's so many more out there that are the same way. And right now, and you know what? I think that's probably why the Biden administration is asking a court to withhold the affidavit so that we cannot see it. Because I'm telling you, there's only one reason why you want to hide something. We already know what they've done. We've already known, right? We've seen what they did, the raid. It's no secret. It's no secret that they're going after them. They don't want people to see it because then you, the American people, will know the truth. And then you have Democrats like this is actually coming out and speaking the truth. saying that, you know what, he wanted to be able to decide on his own if he don't want to support Trump or not. But this has just gone too far.
Whether he should be allowed to run. So I don't think we have equal justice today. And I think every American, right or left, Republican or Democrat, should be opposed to what's going on now and demand that the standards that were previously used continue to be used and there not be any changes because somebody is a Republican rather than a Democrat. Equal protection of the law is central. Yeah.
It is essential. It is. This is the United States of America, and I keep thinking, I'm like, man, you know, what happened? What happened? And every now and then, I get people to send me messages, right? And saying, Will, because you're my website, unitesamericafirst.com, and because these Democrats, and I acknowledge what these Democrats have done to the United States of America, what they've done to black people, what they've done to Asians, what they've done to Hispanics, what they're doing to white people. Come on now. Let's get real with it. Let's just be real with it. Let's talk about what they are doing. It's the left that's doing all of this. It's not the conservatives. It's not the Republicans. It's not. It's the Democrats that's doing all this stuff. And then people get upset with me and saying, well, you're not being really inclusive. Well, how do you be inclusive with people that want to destroy the country? How do you do that? Please. Please show me. Put it in the op-ed so I can read it. But you know what? There's no, there is still hope. There is still hope for the United States of America. Not all is lost. Because like I constantly say, I refuse to believe that all the people in the FBI, there still have to be good men and women in the FBI. I refuse to believe otherwise. There have to be some. And actually, Jim Jordan actually pointed out, because there are some in the FBI that are actually speaking up. I think they're doing it privately because they don't want to be attacked by those on the seventh floor in the FBI, because all they'll do is say, yep, they're going to put you in jail. They'll go after their families. It's like it's almost like the crime boss, like the mob, right? It's like the FBI has become the mob. And then you have to have people go around and do anonymous tips and report to Congress what the FBI is doing. Maybe the FBI should be abolished, right? Now, I'm not talking about the police departments throughout the nation, because if we don't have police departments throughout the nation, then the Democrats will just ravish everything. I'm talking about an organization that is directly working for the Democrat Party. But there's hope. There's hope. There's FBI agents right now today that are still doing the right thing. We just need more of them.
Call us names and try to cancel us and tell us and tell the world that, oh, we're the ones not being square with them. So the country, though, the good news is they figured it out. And I'll tell you who else has figured it out, Trey. And you and John, with your background in law enforcement, appreciate this. 14 FBI agents have come to our office as whistleblowers, and they are good people. There are lots of good people in the FBI. It's the top that's a problem. But some of these good agents are coming to us telling us this is baloney what's going on, the political nature now of the Justice Department. God bless them for doing it, coming and talking to us about the school board issue, about a whole host of issues. I mean, it's becoming a well-worn trail of agents who say this has got to stop. And thank goodness for them, and thank goodness that the American people recognizes it, and I believe they're going to make a big change on November 8th.
And that's what the left fears right now. I mean, just think about it. When people go and support the person that they want to support come November, do you think they're going to forget what the Democrats have done to us? Of course, there's still a whole bunch of Democrats out there. I look at Robert Francis O'Rourke here in the state of Texas, and he getting large number of people to show up to his events. And he's like one of the biggest nut birds in the state of Texas. And you know what? I realize why they want to change Texas. I realize. But let me say this real quick before I get to that. The FBI, there are good men and women in FBI. And I know a lot of people right now are like really discussing with the FBI, because this is the same FBI that did the fake dossier.
Russia, Russia, Russia.
Right? This is the same FBI that signed off on the fake dossier with Hillary Clinton. The same FBI that allowed Hillary Clinton to get away with destroying evidence after it was subpoenaed. This is the same FBI that called you, the American people, domestic terrorists because you want to protect your child. Because you don't want them sexualizing your child. That's the same FBI we're talking about today. It's the same FBI that's been working for the Democrat Party against the American people. Same FBI. But I keep saying there has to be good men and women within the FBI. There has to be. Right? Because we are the United States of America. We still have good people here. But they're trying to collapse America. They don't want America to continue. What I was getting ready to say about Robert Francis O'Rourke, a.k.a. Fake Beto, Mexican Beto, is that what he is doing, he is literally doing the will of his father, Satan. Because he's actually pushing all of this demonic stuff onto children. He's actually wanting to flip America and Texas upside down. He wants to disarm the people on our borders. Don't want you to have any way of protecting yourself. And once that happens, once that takes place, the drug cartel will be able to come into your home and you won't be able to do anything about it. They won't even report on it if they come in and start slaughtering people. They won't even mention it. This is exactly what Beto wants. And for the life of me, I can't understand why so many people are so brainwashed into thinking that Beto is the answer when Beto and the rest of these Democrats are not the answer for America. If anything, they need to go retire. They need to pick up and do something else. There's not a single Democrat in this nation that will do anything that will benefit the American people. And you know what I'm saying is true. You know what I'm saying is true. And then they have the nerve, the Democrat Party have the nerve, the audacity to sit there and say that we get triggered as Trump supporters. Yes, they're saying that we get triggered. And you know what? We do get triggered. We get triggered when you want to sexualize our children. We get triggered when you want to tell white kids that they're oppressing black kids. And you tell black kids that these white kids have made you become a victim. I get triggered by that because it's not true. They're wanting to push this CRT nonsense, which we've all heard about. It's absolutely disgusting. They're the ones pushing it, right? But they say we get triggered. They say we get triggered because we don't want a show like Sesame Street trying to sexualize our children. Of course we're going to get triggered. We're not getting triggered just because they got some animal, some creature on the television trying to teach the kids how to do ABCs. That's completely different. But they have target children. They have targeted children like no before. Listen to this as they sit there and say that we're targeted about, triggered about everything. Listen.
The theory is, we must not offend the Trump base. We must not trigger. You know what triggers the Trump base? Everything. Sunrise, sunset, Sesame Street for real, Sesame Street, Dr. Seuss. Everything pisses those people off. So what?
You hear this? You notice he leaves out because they're trying to sexualize children. Just like the school board is trying to sexualize children. Of course we're going to get triggered. Anybody that's not a demon, that doesn't have that demonic spirit in them, of course they're going to get triggered. Because that's who you are as a godly person. You get triggered by these demonic people because you want to protect your child. You keep your child out of harm's way, right? That's the whole point. That's the reason why parents were showing up at the school board meeting and that FBI was calling you a terrorist. Remember, I didn't say it. They were doing it. They were pushing it.
A lot of whataboutism. What about Hunter Biden or what about Joe Biden or what about Hillary? You know what he didn't say? I think Trump's innocent.
They never say Trump is innocent. Have you ever, even after the whole
Russia.
Even after the whole Russia collusion delusion, and Mueller came out $42 million later and said that there was no evidence, there was nothing to show that President Trump actually colluded with Russia. There was nothing there. They wanted to put Mueller in jail. They hated Mueller after that because he didn't even come out and lie. They wanted him to lie. There was nothing there.
The DOJ, with regard to singling out Donald Trump, there was no raid on Hillary Clinton when there were questions about her server. This raid has raised many, many questions. And as Charlie said, no one is above the law.
We obviously have two different standards here.
Now, y'all heard that, right? And this is on the Communist News Network, and they're talking about this. And a lot of them on the Communist News Network, they still don't want to hear it. They still want to go along with the fake news. They still want to go and push this whole Aurelian idea onto all of us and get us all to believe it. Listen.
Where hold Hillary on, Clinton I just want to stop you
own,
really.
Hold on a second. Oh, go ahead. We have two standards where we have Hillary Clinton with her own computer system and classified information on it being given a subpoena and ability to go through that server to see whether or not it's personal material or official material. And this president, not a Secretary of State, being raided, clearly two different standards, and we want to know why.
Yeah. Don't you want to know why? I mean, I think we already do. We just want them to publicly say it, right? There's double standards. For demons will protect demons. I constantly say that. Demons will protect demons. And now you're starting to see it too, right? Some of you are starting to see it. Some of you have been seeing it. Some of you are saying, well, I've been seeing this. What are you talking about starting to see it? Of course. But some people right now are starting to wake up and see how these demons will protect demons. A lot of people are seeing it now. And then on top of that, now, like I showed y'all, how the Democrats right now, a lot of them are starting to say, you know what they did to President Trump is wrong. Their eyes are starting to open up. The left, they made this big mistake and they're all scrambling. They're still talking about Trump. They can't get Trump out of their mouths, out of their mind. Trump lives in their head rent-free, 100% rent-free. But Joe Biden, their leader, Joe Biden, they won't even support Joe Biden any longer. They're not even backing him. What happened to that? I remember when Joe Biden was like first there, and even Don Sourpuss Lemon, I'll never forget it. I have the clip somewhere, but I don't know where it is. But Don Sourpuss Lemon on the Communist News Network straight up said that he doesn't even believe that Biden will be here in 2024. He won't be running in 2024. One term. He said this almost 2 years ago now. Don Sourpuss Lemon. But I want you to hear, because now 75% of the Democrat Party don't even want Joe. Y'all remember when the devil went down to Georgia and Stacey Abrams didn't even want to go meet him? Y'all remember that? You remember? And they would say, oh, it was a conflict in scheduling. Are you kidding me? President Trump shows up someplace right now today, political officials will change your schedule to be there with them. It happens all the time. Listen to this, because now they don't even want to support Biden, and they're trying to, and they can't figure out why.
And yet it seems that a lot of Democrats still aren't sure they want him to run again in 2024. Let's listen to what they're saying.
Should he run again? I think that we'll take a look at it.
We'll take a look at it. A horse is a horse, of course, of course. We'll take a look at it.
Do you want to see Joe Biden?
I don't want to answer that question because we have not. That's not. Yeah, I don't want to answer that question.
Of course you don't want to answer the question.
Too early to say. It doesn't serve the purpose of the Democratic Party to deal with that until after the midterms. Ms. Maloney.
I don't believe he's running for re-election.
No, there's one person right there that straight up said it. I don't believe he's going to run, right? Wouldn't support the person. It's still a Democrat. But these people, this is a debate stage with Nadler and other two people. But Nadler, he's going to be there because he got deep pockets. They're going to keep funding him. And they're going to keep him there. The other people are there just for show. And they need to replace. They need to get rid of them all three of them. All three of them need to go, whoever they are. Except for, I know Nally, but the rest of them, all of them need to go.
God. Congressman, do you want him to run again?
Well, I want us to keep winning as Democrats right now.
So how are they continuously winning, right? That's the question here. Y'all listen to this rest of this, right? And you heard him. He's laughing when they come back from that clip because it's growing. They don't want to be associated with Joe Brandon. They really don't. They really don't.
A house. I mean, we're talking a year or two away. I'm not thinking a year or two away.
Well, you know what? I'm thinking a year or two away. And guess what? My vote is for Donald J. Trump. I said it right there. I'm saying it right now. My vote is for Donald J. Trump in 2024. I can think that far ahead. I can walk and chew gum and think at the same time. Democrats can't do it. Here's the proof.
How about you walk and chew gum at the same time and tell us if you think that he should run again or not?
Here's the most important thing for us to focus on right now. We have to keep the House, which I think we have a chance to do. We have to win multiple seats in the Senate, which I know we have a chance to do. And once we do that, we show our strength as a party, which will make him stronger and will help us as we enter 2024.
I mean, see, don't even want to admit it there. Can't even bring himself to admit it there. He can't do it, right? None of them are doing it. All of them are saying they want to kind of stay away from Joe. Joe's become the problem. Joe is an embarrassment. The man can't speak half the time. The man doesn't even know where he is half the time. He has to have a cue card. Go use the restroom. Stand up now. Wait until they sit down. Now sit down. Okay, now go to the restroom again. Remember, change your diaper. The man has to have a cue card for all of that. That's extremely a big problem. But they want us to act like it's not even happening. They want us to act like, oh, this is just normal. This is okay. And then they go, well, you know, Joe's just old. No. No. That's not an excuse. That is not an excuse when you are trying to run the country. But they're doing what they're doing is running the country into the ground. And then they got this whole stinking with the recession or the inflation bill, what they call it now, right? They went from the stinking Green New Deal to call it an inflation bill. And all they're doing is pouring more money into it. Like, that's going to bring the deficit down. No, you're just, how does adding to it bring it down? It doesn't. That's why right now, because of the recession that we're in, they're still trying to ignore it. How many of y'all have gone to the gas station? How many of y'all gone to the grocery store? How many of y'all pay a light bill wondering, like, wow, when did it all go up like this? Who did this? Did Putin do it?
Russia.
I'm just wondering, right? No, I don't think, what happened? It's like people have amnesia and they don't remember how it was under President Trump, except for you do. You remember how good it was. Even Democrats remember how good it was. They want Trump's America, just not with Trump. Listen to this. This is so good here because this was on ABC. Credit to ABC because ABC can be left-leaning. And give a credit to this gentleman on here that's talking to the press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre. And he straight up says what they're doing is Orwellian. Straight up says it to her face. And she knows exactly what he's talking about, and she's going to try to deflect from it and try to say, no, that's not it. And then she goes, well, thank you for the question. Listen.
But let me ask you, it's called the Inflation Reduction Act. But the Congressional Budget Act Office, which is nonpartisan, said that there would be a negligible impact on inflation this year and barely impact inflation at all. Next year, I mean, isn't it almost Orwellian? How can you call it Inflation Reduction Act when the nonpartisan experts say it's not going to?
So I appreciate that.
You hear that? And it's straight up Orwellian. And you have the tech companies that's working right along with it, right? Because the night before they came out and announced it, it's like all the tech companies got wind that we were about to be two consecutive quarters with our economy down. They got wind of it and they changed the definition the night before. You can't make that up. That's not by coincidence. They changed the definition. And then listen to what she's saying. She's going to try to deflect because they're lying to all of us, expecting us, oh, it's not a recession. It's not a recession. It's not a recession. It's just a few months down with the economy down a few months. It's not a recession. It's not a recession. Do you believe it's not a recession when you go to the gas station or the grocery store? Leave me a comment. I really want to know what you think.
I appreciate the question. We've actually addressed this, the CBO. It was the top line number. There's more in there that shows that it will have the money from. Remember how we're doing this, too. It's making sure that billionaires.
Okay, billionaires. You hear this? There's that key word, billionaires. I actually Googled this earlier. You know how many billionaires is reported as of 2021 in the United States of America? 927. 927 billionaires. Not even 1,000. But yet they hired 87. They haven't hired, but they're on the process of hiring 87,000 armed IRS agents for 927 billionaires. Y'all wrap your mind around that. 927 billionaires, armed agents, at 87,000 armed agents. That's not for the billionaires. They're coming for you and I, the small business, the American people. They're coming for us.
In corporate America, are paying their fair share, making sure that it's that the tax code is a little bit more fair. And so when you do that, when you put it in its totality.
You know what? It should be totalitarian. Totality.
You will see that it will bring down, lower the deficit, which will help.
You hear this? So basically, they're saying that they're going to tax the billionaires to bring down the deficit. All they want to do is tax every single person in the country. So then they can take the money and spend it on wokeism. Y'all don't believe me? They straight up, they want to spend it on wokeism. They want to spend it and go after your children. 100%. That's what their goal is. Their goal is going after our children in this country because they want to sexualize them. That's that wokeism. Democrats are upset right now because here in the state of Texas, Abbott, I just saw a report the other day, or just actually earlier today, where they're talking about here in the state of Texas that Abbott is pushing to make you, when you want to butcher your child and you want to give your child these puberty blockers, when you want to disrupt the natural course the human body takes during puberty, they're calling that child abuse. And guess what? That's exactly what it is. And Governor Abbott and other Republicans are saying, look, we've got to address this issue. The Democrats don't want you to call it child abuse. They want you to call it loving. They're trying to say that children are born this way when there's no evidence of it. They're these adults with these mental issues trying to convince children to live a certain way. Now, I want to share something with you. This is what Tucker is talking about. How libs of TikTok have discovered that there's this trans on TikTok that's actually targeting children and wanting to sell them drugs, get them high. You can't make it up. Listen to what Tucker says.
Beware all euphemisms. They're always a cover for lying and misdeeds. Gender affirming care. That's a phrase you're seeing everywhere, including conservative media, to their great shame. What is gender affirming care? Well, it's castrating children. It's exactly what it is. And it's becoming illegal in some states. But of course, activists are trying to circumvent the law, the rule of law. So the person behind the site or the Twitter feed, Libs of TikTok, just unearthed evidence of a drug smuggling operation aimed at young children. Libs of TikTok found this online post from someone called Eli Ehrlich. He says he's a PhD student at UC Santa Cruz. Quote, "If anyone needs hormones who can't get access, message me," Ehrlich wrote. "I have a network with years of extra doses." Ehrlich said he wants to send these drugs to, quote, trans youth. Now, that's a crime, of course, but needless to say, the DOJ has refused to investigate. Jason Whitlock is...
So why do you think the DOJ is not looking into this, right? Are there some double standards here? Why aren't they looking into this? This is going to target children again. They're pushing, not only are they sexualizing children, but they're pushing drugs onto kids. The FBI, the DOJ, the CIA, all of the acronyms you can think of, they should be on top of this right now and arresting people for targeting children like this. But you know, they get a pass. They get a pass. Demons will protect demons.
Is the host of Fearless. He joins us tonight to assess what's going on. So the DOJ, there is an effort to give drugs illegally to kids that will castrate them, but the Department of Justice is not interested?
Of course they're not. Demons.
No, they're not interested because anything that has to do with gender identity, anything that has to do with diversity, equity, and inclusion, they're all for. And Tucker, I'm going to go really big picture here, but and I've said this before, but all of this to me is just satanic. The targeting... Yes. Of young people and children that are very impressionable at a very early age, and now we got someone trying to sell them puberty blockers or hormones that will change their identity. And it all goes back to, this country was founded by people who believed our rights came from God.
And you know what? That's one of the biggest things that the Democrats hate. They can't stand to hear that, especially coming from a black man. that's acknowledging the forefathers of this country, the founders of this country, right? And they included God, but the Democrats want to exclude God at every level, at every level.
And when I look at the left, they want to disrupt that founding principle, that this is a country founded on biblical principles. They want to disrupt all of that. And what we're going through right now, Tucker, is a process called sifting. And it's in the Bible. One of the last things Jesus said to his disciples, Luke chapter 22, verse 31, he tells Peter, he calls him Simon, says the devil wants to sift you. The sifting process is separating us. It's all these different identities that they've invented in our lifetime.
You know what I really like about this is that they're talking about the spiritual war on national television. That's what I really like about all of this, that they're actually starting to acknowledge it. They're starting to acknowledge that these demons are among us. And we're seeing it more and more. And I've been saying it for years now, that these demonic spirits have taken over the minds of people. So I'm really, really happy to hear other people on national television actually acknowledge how evil these people are, how demonic they are, and what they're doing to our children, or at least trying.
Cisgender, non-binary, you're a Republican, you're black, you're white, you're gay, you're lesbian, you're this, you're that. We're all being separated, and our founders saw us as all coming from one creator. And even for non-believers, that founding worked for all of us. But as we're being separated like wheat, that's why there's so much divisiveness in this country.
Yep. That's why it's happening. And you have to be honest with yourself. Who's doing this? Who are the ones that's causing all of the major problems? I'm not saying that Republicans don't cause problems, because there's Liz Cheney. Oh, this is the eve of Liz Cheney. Let's go. Let's go. Get her out. Let's go. She's got to go. But for the most part, I think we can all agree that at least 90% of the problems that we have in this country are generated by those on the left. 100%. Right? Well, 90%. 90%. 100% in this statement. But prove me wrong. Show me the conservatives that want to sexualize children. Show me the conservatives that caused the gas prices to go through the roof and they're still high. Show me the conservative that allowed the border to be open. Show me the conservative that actually got the FBI to raid Hillary Clinton's home or any other political official. Show me the conservative that wants to go to war with every nation on the planet. Show me the conservative that wants to destroy America. You can't. But the Democrats, they're completely out in the open with it. They have no qualms about letting you know that they hate this country. The Democrats actually don't have any issues with burning the American flag. And then they don't burn it because of freedom of speech. Now, think about this. When I was younger, I used to look at it, the American flag, and I'm like, why are they burning the American flag? When I first saw, the first time I saw them doing it. And I was in Arkansas at the time. I lived in Arkansas. And I remember looking at them, and they went down to the capital of Arkansas, and they burnt the American flag down there. And the reason why they said they burnt the American flag, because it was part of freedom of speech, the Second Amendment. And it is. Don't like it. I don't like it, but regardless if I like it or not, it is part of the First Amendment. We don't have to like it, but it is. They have clarified it. It is part of the First Amendment. But see, they're not burning the American flag for First Amendment rights. They're not. They're burning the American flag because they hate the nation. See, there is a difference. There is a difference. And the only time that you really should be burning the American flag is when that flag has been battered and beat up and you need to retire it. There is a method in doing it. You need to cut out every stripe. You need to cut out every star. And then you need to say, it's like a ritual type deal, not a satanic ritual. It's just a thing that you, you know, retiring this flag. And each star, you remember each state. I learned that from, you know, doing Cub Scout with, when I was younger. But that's how you do it. And it's not, and it's out of respect. See, there's a difference. But the left, they don't want to do any of that out of respect. They want to do it all to destroy the country. All right. Earlier, I went live and I was trying to say thank you to a few people, but they wouldn't allow me to see it. I don't know why, but maybe we can here. But let me say thank you to Brenda for the stars. Thank you so much, Brenda. I really do appreciate it. Cam 2, thank you so much for the stars. I really appreciate it. Denise, thank you for the stars. Michelle, thank you for the stars. Cindy, thank you as well. Sherry, thank you so much for the stars. Chuck, thank you, Sir Chuck. Then Mildred, nice to see you, Mildred. Thank you so much for the blessing. Deb, thank you for the stars. I really appreciate it. Tammy, thank you for the stars. Kelly, thank you so much for the stars as well. Mildred, it's a different Mildred. Cash App, thank you, Mildred. Or maybe it's the same Mildred. I'm not sure. But thank you so much for the blessing. I know, Mildred, you've been on Cash App for a while. Thank you so much for the blessing. All right, I think that was it. Hey, everybody, thank you so much for all the blessings. Hey, if you want to bless me, please hit the share button. Just hit the share button. If I gave good information and you enjoyed my broadcast, please hit the share button. Or if you're afraid of people seeing it on your timeline, copy it and text it to someone that you know loves America. That way they won't have to know that you support someone like Will Johnson. All right? I'm not a bad guy. I just call people out. I just call them out for what they're doing. That's it. If they stop doing all of this insanity, I wouldn't have to talk about it. See you later. Reality check.